Now, speaking of fusion, my next guest is calling in from Bogota, Colombia. And she is with CulturalTravelGuide.com. It's Carolina Ayerbe. Hello, Carolina.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. You know, we're just talking about airfares. And one of the things that worries people is not just the airline fares, it's the airport fees, right?
Yeah. It's really something that most people don't know about or maybe haven't heard about. But they're like the unexpected fees that airports sometimes have for visitors. And the problem is that many times there's not a standard. So it's not the same in this airport or that airport. So sometimes you have surprises along the way.
Well, you know what? I'll give you a surprise. Argentina. Argentina got so mad about what the American government was charging Argentinian citizens to visit the U.S. that they decided to reciprocate. So when you land in Argentina, you can't get into the country until you whip out your cash or your credit card and pay a $131 fee to enter the country.
Oh.
Wild. And you didn't know about it. Nobody told you.
Yeah, because they're not very clearly advertised many times.
And then, of course, that's the permission to enter the airport. Then there's the permission to leave the airport. There's the departure fee, right?
Yeah, even here in Colombia, there is a tax for leaving the airport. And in one of the most annoying cases, I guess, is when you have a really long layover and you want to go do some sightseeing. Some airports will charge you to go out and then come back, like a tax or a hidden fee that they charge just because you want to go out for a few hours.
I know. And although I will tell you this, there are some airports that got smart. Istanbul, for example, they worked very closely with the Turkish Airlines to realize that you could save a lot of money if you want to go anywhere in the world if you didn't mind stopping first in Istanbul.
Yes.
So if you want to go to London, for example, the airfare from New York to London might be $900 if you went nonstop. It's about $550 if you go Turkish Airways and you stop in Istanbul. But here's the cool part. The plane gets in at 6 o'clock in the morning to Istanbul and doesn't leave for London until 7 o'clock that night. So you get a free day in Istanbul, plus you saved about $400. And you didn't have to pay a departure fee. So every once in a while...
Istanbul has another thing that they also offer an on-arrival visa. So if you don't have a visa, you can purchase it right then and there.
Which is great. I'm a big fan of on-arrival visas, and they're getting more and more widespread. In fact, there are some countries, like Australia, that let you do it online.
Yeah.
And it's already processed. When you land, it's done. You're in. Every chance you can to avoid another line, I'm a big fan of. And that especially pertains to what we call preclearance. You know, in Bermuda, in the Bahamas, in Ireland, in Canada, American citizens returning to the United States clear U.S. customs in those countries. So when they land in the U.S., there are no more lines. They're just gone.
Oh,
they go home. Yeah, that's the way. We need to do that more and more. And when the airlines realize how much money they'll save in fuel burn, misconnected passengers, and misconnected bags because of those long customs lines, they might just do it. We have a situation that just happened, Carolina, just about 3 weeks ago, where the government in Abu Dhabi went to the United States government and said, you know what, we'll pay the cost of stationing U.S. customs officers in Abu Dhabi if that means people flying from Abu Dhabi to the United States can clear U.S. customs there. And they agreed.
Oh.
And then every other airline said, oh, wait a minute, this is anti-competitive, it's putting us at a disadvantage. No. Somebody figured out it's not what it costs, it's what it's worth. And they did a good job. And I'm a big fan. Every time we can have preclearance, I'm in. Now, the other thing that gets people crazy, and you listed, of course, on your website, now that you got into the airport, it's getting from the airport downtown, transportation to and from the airport, right?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, there are two reasons. One reason is many times the airports are located in the outskirts of a city or far away from the city, even in a different town. So getting out of the airport to the center of the city can be both expensive and time-consuming. So that's something that people need to research before they think about making the most of a layover or just getting out of the airport. Sometimes there is public transportation that goes all the way to the airport, like the train or the metro, and sometimes there isn't, and you are forced to pay for a taxi. Now, as I explained in the article, in some countries, taking a taxi at the airport can be a really good value. So, since
exactly.
this is different in different countries, you do have to make your research, do your research before you go to a different country and try to understand how much it's going to cost you to leave the airport. Many times,
it's
more than you think.
You're right. I mean, for example, if you're leaving the airport to go downtown in Buenos Aires, it's a very reasonable cab ride. If you're leaving the airport to go downtown in Tokyo, you mortgage your house. In Amsterdam, take the bus to the central train station, then take a cab. If you take the cab from the airport, you just bought a Mercedes. I mean, it gets that crazy.
In Berlin, for example, it's not that expensive to take a taxi, actually.
Right, but look in London. A cab ride to the airport now is almost $100, where you can take the Heathrow Express for about $22, and you're done. And if you don't have that much luggage, it makes all the sense in the world. Now, if you're traveling with four people, then maybe you all chip in and take the cab. But other than for my money, a lot of the cabs are out of control at this point, especially when you're dealing with countries where the dollar is not king. In Argentina right now, or in South Africa, where the dollar still is king, you can do very well by taking the cab. In fact, you could probably own your own taxi company by the time you figure out what you paid for cabs everywhere else in the world. Carolina Ayerbe, of course, from culturaltravelguide.com, a great article on the 17 things you're not expecting to pay money on when you travel, whether the entrance fees, the airport fees, getting to the airport, getting from the airport, and, of course, just basic goods and services that you have to adjust for and budget for every time you travel. Again, culturaltravelguide.com. That's where you'll find it. Carolina, thanks so much. When we come back, more about the Mob Museum. That's right. We're paying homage to the guys.